Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Mises, guys. We're coming at you with a spoiler-heavy episode of Transformers number 25. The new creative team on board with Robert Kirkman, Dan Mora, doing about half or maybe three quarters of this issue. And I'm here with Boo, the AxelentUnderground.com.
Howdy.
Yeah, man, I've been waiting for
This is
this
a big
issue.
issue.
It's huge. It's like a double issue.
Yeah.
It,
The
once
only way it
for
could be bigger is if they made it like magazine size, like they used to do.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have like a I don't know.
Like the UK
I
comics.
don't Yeah, it'd be kind of cool to have like the UK where it was like a better paper.
Do giant size. Like the current paper is good. It's good
Yeah.
quality, but do it like giant size because
Yeah.
I'm getting old and yeah, it's getting hard to like squint and see some of the words. And I've got 20/20 vision and it's still kind of hard to make out on the letters.
I was reading a little bit today. I put on reading glasses because I'm like, this sucks.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm spoiled by digital comics,
Oh yeah.
where my index finger and my thumb blows everything up as big as can. But yeah,
Well, the thing up, I mean, I honestly with mine, I mean, I've got great distance visions, but my close visions get a little funny as I get old, so
yeah.
I've got to look at that now. Which, come on, I dealt with like nearsightedness for most of my life. At least I can do is like come out of the rest of it doing well. But no, you don't
It's
need that.
just some of the words when it's like a bunch of N's and I's and V's together, like a lot of the vertical lines, it's like
Yeah.
tricky telling where one ends and the other one begins.
Yeah, there's a lot of exposition. Honestly, with this beginning of this issue, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. We this picks up right after the battle, after the Decepticons retreat.
Oh yeah, this is like right when they've got home and Megatron is not happy.
He's on a soapbox. He's kind of he has a little bit of like a mix of classic Megatron. And like a little bit of Prime Megatron. He's very, he's angry, he's bitter, and he's I don't know, he's got a lot to say.
And
Like I
he's
said,
not
he
taking any of the blame for himself.
oh no. And to be honest, he really doesn't deserve the blame. He's like the only one who was, except he did kind of deserve it when he wanted to let Prime get a lesson.
Oh yeah. Hey.
If he had just let Prime get killed, then it would have turn out differently, but he had to teach him a lesson, right?
He made the mistake that Optimus did in 2005. Just had to keep talking.
Got a monologue.
Right. And I just couldn't help but notice that, we've got two one-eyed Decepticon leaders in the comic now.
Do we?
Because when one of Megatron's eyes is out.
Yeah, I see
So
that.
I was like in shockwave.
Oh yeah, good point. I forgot about Cybertron for a second.
Yeah.
You can't
Well,
forget about Cybertron.
Shockwave is apparently MIA, so
Yeah, probably after the whole accident with the space bridge.
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much longer that's gonna last, but
I almost wonder if it's going to be like it was in Transformers Prime, where he just like walks through the space bridge and like, oh, hey.
little while to get back here. I got a little lost. Yeah, you can see something like that.
Yeah.
That was such a good character on Prime also.
So yeah, Megatron is so mad that he punches out Devastator.
Hey, dude, he lays Devastator out, and so we have the new I guess creative team, but Corona's still drawing this part of the issue.
Yeah.
So this is still half of the old team. Only like really the Decepticon area this is.
It's transitional, yeah.
Yeah, it's very gritty. There's when he punches out Devastator, Devastator has like a billion separate panels on his shoulders. I mean,
Where
it's
was that when Shredhead was beating him up?
no joke.
It's always easier to beat up these guys that won't fight back.
Yeah. He looks, yeah, but
You know,
besides the fact
this is dad had a bad day at work, and now he's gonna go kick the dog and beat the kids. Everybody line up for your spankings. And he does, he lines them up.
He does. Oh, he dresses him down.
Yeah,
Oh man.
one by one.
Yeah, he throws them all around. All the Strutcons fall all over after Devastator gets knocked back. Rumble's trying to be all like Megatron, like not you. He backhands Rumble.
With his bad arm,
Yeah, with his arm is barely holding on because it sure had cut through it. He staggers. He's going up in front of his audience of Decepticons, and he is just angry. And his last thing is like, "Look at me when I address you."
that's the dad voice.
He's bringing the dad voice out, and I kind of love this. He has this audience of Decepticons. It's Combaticons, Constructicons, the Rumble, Ravage.
Yeah,
And
the
they're all kind of
cassettes.
looking at him in different ways. There's Laserbeak there too.
Yeah.
But they're all kind of like looking off, like Blast Off. He's like talking about how much better he says he is than everyone else. And Blast Off's like kind of looking off to the side.
Oh, yeah.
He's using all of their strengths and weaknesses from their tech specs, really.
Yeah, he's quoting like their
Yeah.
weak points from the tech specs. And honestly, I'm having like shades of like a Twisted Sister video where the dad's like yelling at the kid, "What is that on your uniform?"
You see Vortex over there. He's like, Vortex, does your mania turn inward? Is it no longer directed at your enemies? And Vortex is like kind of grabbing his arm form, like you get when you're really like you're unsure, a kid who's being like yelled at, who's just kind of like trying to like not look at his dad or whatever. That's what he's doing.
That
He's
was
over
actually
there.
one of the words I was having trouble with,
What's that?
is mania. Like the I was kind
Yeah,
of blending
it's
in with
real. There's
the,
a lot in there.
it's really tight between that N and the A. So the I was like, man, that's like mana.
Mania, yeah. And
Yeah, I've sorted it out, but.
and like all these little things, like these little Easter eggs of their personalities, like Scavenger, I suspect your darkest fears about inadequacies are true.
Oh yeah, and that is straight out of his tech
Oh,
specs.
all this stuff. Yeah, like
Yeah.
Rumble, where's your unbridled fury when we needed it most? All this stuff, Onslaught being like his he's supposed to have a skill tactics commander. He didn't seem to have any.
Megatron spent time talking to Bob Budiansky.
He did. He did. I love this though. He has a bubble for every single Decepticon in front of him. And he's
Yeah,
gonna
even Laserbeak, which Laserbeak's the only reason he's here.
Yeah, he actually gave Laserbeak the nicest critique. You're
Yeah.
my lo most loyal of my subjects. I still expect more.
Yeah. So he got the coach talk. Oh, you got to give 110%.
Yeah, like you're doing great, but I need a little more from you. I need that
Yeah.
extra effort on the field.
Basically. He told him Laserbeak's carrying the team.
Yeah, he did. But then again, who's missing? Someone
Oh.
real important is missing
Oh,
here.
Soundwave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot about that because, Soundwave took a pounding at the end of the last issue and forgot where he was. He's underneath a bunch of debris. But you forget about that because he's addressing all the Decepticons. Like, I felt like someone was missing and I couldn't figure out who it was.
Yeah. And it
But.
turns out Megatron's eyes aren't out. Like he has both his eyes. It's just in that first few
I think it
panels.
was. Yeah, I think he was
It,
squinting now, angry.
yeah, he was like wincing at just his sheer anger at him.
But yeah, then of course the final, final insult is saved for Starscream.
Old Uktar.
Yep, you failed him most of all. He calls him pathetic, and he says you defeat yourself, and above all else, you disgust me. He goes and smacks him, kicks him, steps on him.
Oh yeah.
And has Onslaught throw him in a basically a junk pile with Acid Train and I think it's Frenzy in there.
Think so. It's just a big pile of deadies.
You can kind of see the tape chest. Obviously, Rumble's in there with them, so I think it's gonna be Frenzy in there.
Yeah, that's Frenzy from where he got blasted by Optimus before.
Yeah, and
And
there's
probably I think Reflector's in there too.
oh, he might be. That would
Yeah,
make
I think it's the
sense.
Reflector's chest.
But yeah, you. he's giving the speech, and he's setting him up because he has something to impart to them. Have you ever been, talked to a professor or teacher or anything like that, and they're telling you something, and they want you to say a word, and he's hoping someone can say it because that's a teachable moment.
Right.
He's having a teachable moment with all the Decepticons, like, what is it we hope to achieve? Domination, conquest, oppression, peace. Man, he's pulling the tech spec out again.
Oh yeah, he goes straight into his tech specs here, so.
But he does it in a way I kind of like. Actually, I've always kind of liked this thing with Megatron,
It's more natural than them just spouting out, their mottos randomly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, through domination, oppression, and conquest, that's all the Autobots know. We need to make them submit to our will, and we'll do that through peace. We're gonna oppress everyone and have peace through this, through tyranny.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, he's striving for peace, but it's under his control. Yeah.
And that's one of the really cool things I always like about the dynamic between Megatron and Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime has always been about peace or freedom's the freedom is the right of all sentient beings. Megatron's like peace through tyranny. So they both have an idea of peace in mind, but how they get there is different.
Yeah, th there's no freedom under
No,
Megatron's peace.
exactly.
Yeah.
Like an oppressive regime.
Right. Even though he says, what is it? They can live out their lives fulfilled and content. But yeah, if you're discontent under Megatron's rule, he's gonna bring peace.
With his cannon,
Right.
and they start chanting "All hail Megatron," and then there's this really kind of—I don't know if it's like sad or mad, like plotting revenge kind of scene. There's like four panels, and they're chanting, and it has shots of Starscream with the other bots in the junk pile, and it focuses in on his face with his red eye.
Yeah, his eye is blue before that, like Ulktar's, and it turns red again. So,
So it's like he's almost like he snapped again.
I'm not dead yet.
But man, what a change. It goes right into the Autobots and Dan Mora's art. This stuff is like superhero art,
Oh,
which
yeah.
it's apparently it's he's like the house style of DC now. And you can see it
Yeah.
too. You can see like Optimus Prime looks like Superman.
Oh yeah, well, and just the angles and all that, he looks solid. Like that looks like metal.
Yeah.
In fact, he kind of favors the like the Yolo Park. Like that looks like you just took a picture of Yolo Park and Optimus.
Kind of does.
Yeah.
But all it's yeah, I almost wonder if they did get like toys or figures to stand in as models, 'cause
Hey, I swear by them, especially the new ones and stuff, and all the models and stuff like that. They're great models for drawing them.
Yeah, you would know.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's you have like what's that? Wheeljack, RC, Jazz, Trailbreaker. That's I think someone else back there. Maybe a Shredhead back there. I don't know. And we all
Yeah, I think
they'll
that's
basically
Shredhead way in the back.
yeah all the Autobots are kind of rebuilding and cleaning up after on Chicago, which they have this little girl in a face mask come up, and
Yeah.
it
Well,
kind of
not
has a
everybody. The
little.
aerial bots are still MIA.
That's right. I
Yeah.
wonder where they're at.
I
They're
don't
on the cover, so I'm
know.
hoping they'll show back up. But
Right, that's what I was hoping. Well, four of them are on the cover.
well, yeah,
Slingshot is still down for the
so
count.
yeah, I mean, essentially, unless something happened, he's dead.
Yeah.
And Optimus Prime has this really stilted way to I'm so glad to see my these human life forms here are doing well, and he's talking like a robot,
Yeah.
and this little girl in there with his bright blue eyes is like, you have a mask like me, because she's wearing a face mask because it's all the debris and stuff in Chicago,
Yeah.
and that's they she has almost like a kinship with Optimus Prime. He's like, oh yeah, you see something in me that reminds me of you, and that we're the same. And he kind of is this really kind of bright moment, because they've been dealing with the fact that everyone thinks they're the bad guys.
Yeah, they think they're monsters.
Yeah, and then she finally says, "Well, you're the good guys, not like the other ones."
Yeah.
So, you know, he in Optimus Prime,
She's already better than Circuit Breaker.
yeah, he's like, I refuse to believe anything is truly bad, only misguided. I'm like, dude.
He is still hoping to bring Megatron around.
Yeah, look, man. Yeah, I'm good luck to you. That's gonna be the death of him.
Well, you know, he is an optimist.
He is an Optimist Prime, yes.
Yes. He's not a
No, yes.
Negatron.
Thank you.
Oh, that's an old joke.
That is. There's in RC's asking Ultra Magnus how he is, and he's like, you know, Ultra Magnus is beating himself up, but I'm like, Ultra Magnus also has never looked so good in this comic.
Yeah.
He
Well,
looks
all of them, the lines are clean on
they're
these
really
guys.
clean. The shading is just
Yeah.
nice. It looks like you could reach out and touch him,
Yeah.
which is nice because before it looked like they were like being held together by, you know, hate and duct tape.
Yeah. Well, they had that more. It kind of reminded me of the 90s Ghost Riders comics
Yeah, very
with
gritty.
Texiera, who worked on the Marvel run in Transformers.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, he did the covers for like 3 and 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, this is clean. This is clean robot art here.
Yeah.
This is almost like the toys are on the page.
Yeah. And it's different than like say like a Dreamwave. Dreamwave was very like very, you know, not it was almost like curvy and too shiny, I think, because they really, you know, went after Photoshop heavily. But this looks almost like, and I'm not sure how it's done. It almost looks painted. Some of these cells, they don't look like they've been Photoshopped to heck. They
Well,
look
they
like,
kept the lines clean. That's the important thing. And
yeah.
also the angles are sharp. That's the best thing to do with robots, because I didn't like, even like back in Dreamwave, when they looked almost inflatable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the thing with like Optimus Prime had pecs, very
Yeah.
pronounced pecs.
But more than that, it was just like the way they would curve the edges where, yeah, they would look inflated instead of looking like sharp, angular robots.
Yeah, and even like we're RC here, she looks like you know, she had the smaller, like, you know, they generally put RC with more smaller, thinner arms, being like, you know, supposed to be female. But even inside the I guess the buns on her head, the cinnamon bun looking Princess Leia things,
Yeah,
you
the
see a little
Princess Leia
detail
hair.
and yeah, you see little details inside there.
Yeah.
It's just nice. The attention to the detail is really good in this.
Yeah,
Where
this is mecha art
it
for
is.
sure.
It is. I mean, God, Beachcomber looks great. They're looking for survivors, they're trying to clean up. And
Yeah.
you know, they hear a beeping, like there's someone down there. And there's our missing Decepticon.
Yep, there's definitely a beeping down there.
Yeah. Jumps out.
Yeah, Soundwave comes out.
Yeah. Soundwave starts going after them, and Optimus Prime decides he's gonna beat Soundwave down.
Yeah, Magnus helps evacuate people using his car carrier mode to get ambulances out.
And Soundwave's demanding, you know, where Megatron is. He's like, he fled like the coward he is, and Soundwave doesn't believe him. So they go at it, they fight, they beat the heck out of each other. And until eventually Optimus Prime just throws him over his shoulder and pile drives him to the ground.
Yeah. And well, Dan Mora is telling the story between those two with their eyes, because, you know, they don't have mouths, but he's showing all their emotion with their eyes and the expression.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
Especially
because,
there's the last panel on the page there with Optimus Prime. He just has his look.
yeah, you have to get it with the eyes. Even if they have a full face, the eyes tell the story.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's always been that way with Soundwave also.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Soundwave, he's always been a tricky one to even show emotion, period, with his voice and all that on the cartoon. But yeah, here, yeah, there he's definitely emoting through those eyes.
Yeah.
You know
He take
what?
what's that?
I'm just laughing. It's like we go from Soundwave and Optimus to Wheeljack, and it's like there's barely a mouth in these panels. Oh, we got like
Dude, seriously.
Ultra Magnus like near the bottom of the last page of that fight.
love it too. Like Optimus is like restrain him. I want him to get him back to base. He's like, yeah, you mean the empty cave where our ship was? Yeah, I'll just put him there. No problem.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I'm kind of curious what the whole deal with the Ark is and was, or you know, if this if the whole the path of the what's going on with the Ark has changed dramatically from one writing team to the next. But you know, Ultraman is like, hey, I'll go back with Wheeljack. I can handle this.
Yeah.
And there's is a Corporal Hawk or is it General Hawk?
That's not hot.
Oh, is that, who is that down there?
I'm not quite sure who that is. He didn't introduce himself.
Oh, okay. Well, a military guy.
Yeah.
Obviously, the U.S. military. I thought that was okay. Isn't he the one who was talking to Doc? I don't know.
Yeah,
Anyways.
I'm not sure, 'cause like I said, I was trying to find some kind of indicator.
Yeah.
But you know, he's got his shades on and
His
everything, so
aviators. Yeah.
yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, you say you're the big head honcho of these metal monstrosities. And he's like, it's a whole meeting thing. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to call you that. And Optimus Prime's like, oh, I'm not going to hurt you. Don't worry about it. He's like, oh, good. You know, it's usually the good ones who stay behind after the cleanup. It's like,
Right.
what, you know, the people who are solid who stay behind after the cleanup after the party. You're like, yeah, the people who passed out or people left early. Yeah, they're
Right.
not your friends. But yeah, he's there to offer him a partnership, and Prime's like, "Look, you know, this is our bad. It's
Oh,
completely
that's Flag.
it's Flag. That's who it is. You know, I said Hawk and I meant Flag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, and Optimus Prime's like, "Oh, take full responsibility. We don't need anything from you, but you know, we'll help fighting the Decepticons. No problem there. Like, oh, so that's the mean ones." Ah, well, you know, I'm not in a quid pro quo, but if you like helping me back to my base, I'll show you some stuff. And
Right.
you know, this begins the I'm guessing the team up between G.I. Joe and the Transform the Autobots anyways.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, but there's some more going on here as we'll get into later.
I tell you, I didn't trust him.
New flag?
Yeah. 'Cause I'll tell you what I was expecting, and it was completely different, but I was expecting to pull off the mask and be Zartan. He's way too
Maybe.
accommodating with all the bad blood
Yeah.
between, you know,
Ultra Magnus.
Duke and
Yeah.
yeah, and with Ultra Magnus and Starscream and all the lives have been lost fighting these guys.
That would
Yeah.
be something. It could still be that.
Yeah, it could still, but that's just like he's way too nice and generous, you know.
Yeah, we'll
I
see how.
was expecting a Zartan face pull.
We'll see.
Yeah.
It is the night's still young there. So they get back to the hole in the mountain shaped like the Ark. And it was a Jazz is like, you sure this will hold him? He's like, I know what it takes to subdue someone.
Yeah.
So kind of letting you lean to the fact that Ultra Magnus, he was tortured for how long? He knows how to keep someone, you know, put down in chains.
Oh yeah, he's been there a while himself, so.
Yeah. This is almost kind of a nod, I thought, to maybe the Lost Light Ultra Magnus being like a Tyrus Accord.
Oh, being a space cop.
Yeah, basically a space cop.
Yeah.
But I think this is more having to do with the fact that he was tortured for so long
Yeah.
by a shockwave. So, you know,
He
they're going.
reminds me a lot of like John McCain.
I could see that. Yeah,
Yeah.
well. Same kind of energy there with the being
That,
tortured as a
yeah.
POW. So yeah, Wheeljack's going to look in the cave and checking it out, and we get a big old nod to what they're planning next.
Oh yeah, we see a big old T-Rex fossil.
Yeah, and Wheeljack's like fascinating, and then something happens. There's a cave in because suddenly the Ark's back.
Yeah, it just pops back in and thankfully around Wheeljack and not through Wheeljack.
I know. He was kind of jumping out of the way of the cave in. But yeah, suddenly the Ark's there and everything's cool again.
I mean, perfectly in there.
Yeah, it was just exactly where it came from.
He did a better job than Mr. Terrific.
Yeah, really. Not quite. So Jazz like swing the arcs back, wild, and yeah, he's like, that's a real head scratcher. And Jazz like everything seems to be back to normal. The half dead, tortured Seeker strapped into Teletran One still there.
Yeah, poor Skywarp.
I know, but they Thundercracker is creeping around corners, like kind of like trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, he's still in the shadows and he's still watching out for Skywarp, it
I almost
appears.
wonder if he was watching the battle and saw how it went. He's like, all right, I better, make nice here because they didn't kill each other off.
Yeah. Well,
I
if
don't know.
they're back, and I don't see any Decepticons around, so.
Yeah, exactly. And then we go to the undisclosed location where Optimus Prime is being airlifted in, and they drop him off, and of course he transforms and
They dropped
Flag.
off at the cargo bob.
Yeah. Flag, who I'm kind of leaning towards the idea that maybe he's Zartan the way he's acting.
See, he's too nice, right?
He's smirking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It seems like he's really giddy right now. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, and about the arc,
Yeah.
it was a lot cleaner. All the dead robots seemed to be missing from at least the rooms we saw.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, there's dead robots strewn everywhere before, so maybe
Where are they at?
Thundercracker. Yeah, maybe Thundercracker cleaned up.
Right?
Or maybe he made an army of zombies. We'll soon find out.
It's Thunder Cleaner.
Oh man, so yeah, the flag, Zartan flag, or whoever the heck he is like, yeah, and there we always worried about green men. We never thought we'd have to consider a space trucks, but it's what we ex least expect. Yeah, so they're he's kind of joking with like, hey, you're not gonna walk on anyone on you, are you? And like, I've adjusted myself to be acclimated to life on your world. Dude,
He's in full Spock mode.
he is completely pedantic right now.
Yeah.
Everything.
And see, I was looking at the vehicles in the background and they look like G.I. Joe vehicles. I was looking to see
They
if there'd
do.
be like a
There's
Rattler or something in the
Dragonfly.
background. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's
So, I
maybe
mean,
a
it
bit.
could be on the up and up with Flag. I'm suspicious of Flag.
Flag might also be the fact, going to the fact, well, okay, there are two factions. They beat the bad faction, and okay, we can make good if we link up with them. But I think there's more to it than that because of what we find out here soon.
Yeah.
Mr. Prime. So he talks about it's like the U.S., the government prides itself on picking the right side. So that was a
Yeah.
nod to the fact that, like, yeah, we're your friends, and we're better than, other people who may side with the bad guys. We're going to side with the good guys. We see what you do. So that's kind of how I took it, anyways.
Yeah. I'm just having shades of like Native American treaties
Oh,
here.
100%, 100%. He's trying to he's selling the U.S. military to the Autobots, to Optimus
Yeah.
Prime. He's like, you don't strike me as someone who has unlimited resources. We fancy ourselves to be just that. And he's baiting the hook for Optimus Prime's team up here, and he gets him to go down into the elevator to go down to the lower floors, and there's a little back and forth. He's like, hey, can I, mind if I get in? He's like, oh, go on, and
Oh yeah, he rides him and all
rides the
that. Like
elevator down.
he's way too trusting of this alien robot that he just met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we get down to the bottom floor, and you see he has the corpses of Bulkhead, which is the more the legacy Bulkhead that came out,
Yeah.
and Mirage. So, yeah, really, he goes, so you've been experimenting on my friends? He's like, well, yeah, maybe you can revive them, but I think this is what plays into wh who we meet here in a minute.
Yeah.
Because,
Oh, absolutely. That's where that leads. But
yeah.
yeah, they're acting like, well, we didn't know anything about you guys. We were studying them, trying to figure them out and maybe fix them.
Yeah, and honestly, that makes a lot of sense. They didn't know that there was gonna be an alien race. They found Mirage in the bottom of the ocean. Couldn't even get him up till years later. And I think what Bulkhead, where did he find him? He found him
Teddy
under
Roosevelt found him in a pyramid in
Guatemala
Guatemala.
Pyramid, 1906. Teddy Roosevelt was hunting down there. So Teddy Roosevelt found Bulkhead.
But it's still a little too friendly. Like, if you find weird alien robots, are you really going to try to reactivate them?
Yeah, I mean, after they strip all the or learn all the technology they can from him, I guess.
Yeah, it's still, I mean,
Yeah, I know. Something's weird with this, but
this doesn't
even
sound like the government I know.
yeah. Well, they think they can get something out of it. I
Oh,
think
yeah.
that's what they're trying to they want to know more about the technology to get use it for their own stuff. And
Yeah.
he shows them like, "Hey, and if you need Energon, we've got crystals full of it."
Yeah.
He is selling Optimus Prime hard on this partnership.
And see, what I'm seeing is like, okay, you got two more Autobots. You've got everything they need to fix them, like all this energy. I'm like, I got to lean back on Swindle. You know, if it
Yeah.
sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Oh yeah. But this is where the die turns a bit, where you introduces the head of Shadow Watch.
Yeah, that's what this group is called, Shadow
Yeah.
Watch. It's not G.I. Joe.
Nope. Miles Mayhem.
Yep, the head of Venom from Mask.
Yep. And he's looking good. He actually kind of looks like a he looks like an airline pilot with like, I guess utility belt.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He's like it. Yeah, that's definitely a utility belt, like DC Batman style.
Yeah. He's got like a battering in there somewhere.
You know, it's like Commissioner Gordon became an admiral and then got some of Batman's hand-me-downs.
Kind of does look like it. So I'm guessing this is where the mask vehicles get their conversion kind of
Or at least
technology.
Venom's.
Oh, well, yes, at least Venoms from studying Mirage and studying Bulkhead.
Yeah, because we had Matt Tracker
Yep.
introduced a while back in the Energon Universe
Yeah, with
comic.
Clutch and Hound.
Hound, yeah. So that's something else, though. You got, like, on each side of Mask, you got Autobots helping both sides. So that's going to definitely lead to a dilemma eventually.
Well, I have a funny feeling we're going to find a dilemma of morals here with Miles Mayhem and what Shadow Watch is doing.
Well, and Mayhem may not have gone rogue at this point.
That's true too.
Yeah, because he was, you know, military that went rogue. So
That's very true.
in the old stories, who knows what they're doing here, but.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, honestly, Matt Tracker is the more the rogue agent at this point.
Right.
So yeah, it could be the good side of Mask and well, I say the good side, the Mask soldiers or whatever, and then Venom all on one team right now, and they split off and become two separate factions later.
That, or you could have, you know, like Matt Tracker's the what, chaotic good side, and
Yeah.
Miles Mayhem's the lawful evil.
Well, yeah, it looks like he's plenty lawful evil with that smirk and
It's
this.
a world where things are not as they seem.
But things are more than meets the eye also.
Yes.
Yeah, so we go back to the Ark, and then you have Soundwave put into his own little jail cell.
Yep.
And
They got like a force field around him or something.
yeah, something like that.
Or
Wheeljack's,
plexiglass or something.
who knows? Wheeljack's kind of making like little quips at him, and like Jazz, like, best leave him alone, old friend.
Yeah, don't provoke
Don't
him.
poke the bear. So there is this really weird transition here. So Wheeljack and Jazz are walking through the Ark, and he's like Ultra Magnus, and there's Thundercracker like jumps forth suddenly.
Yeah, because they were talking and wondering, like, where was the arc? Like, where did it go?
Yeah, so
And,
I
like, how
think
did it just pop back? And they couldn't find any logs of, like, where it traveled to.
so I have another theory of coming up here with this. So, he jumps up and he's like, "This creature's a horrible monstrosity. Is there anything like it? Never seen anything like it." And you have a glimpse of Globulus and a bunch of techno-organic monster things.
Oh, well, not really. I wouldn't say techno-organic, but definitely organic. Bunch of
Well, if
genetic
they're the
monsters.
Globulus are definitely organic. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking this could be a good way to get in in humanoids.
Oh, yeah.
Because they look like very inhumanoid, adjacent.
Oh, totally.
Especially
But
the one in the
yeah.
back. He looks like the Dweller in the Depths a bit.
Oh, yeah, that guy in far back
Yeah, the
definitely
lamprey
has
looking
dweller
mouth.
vibes, yeah.
Definitely. So I can see this being a whole thing also.
And yeah, Thundercracker is unhinged.
Yeah, where do we go?
So apparently they teleported to Cobra Law.
Apparently he the Ark is now the Event Horizon. They went to a hell dimension.
Right?
Chaos dimension. 'Cause that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And he's about to pull his eyes out like Sam Neill.
While Skywarp scrawling on the screen of Teletran, please help me, I'm in hell.
Except he says in Ancient Cybertronian, so no one understands
Right. It's digital on the screen.
it. 1110111. So back on Cybertron, which we're have like now we have a lot of different factions. It almost feels like the Void Rivals in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Alita One's like, you disgust me. Talking to Cliffjumper, we're picking up right when she found out about Shredhead going to Earth. This
Oh,
is
yeah.
minutes. It seems like it's minutes or maybe hours after the big fight in Chicago.
I like to think that she's just been yelling at him this whole time.
Yeah. Well, she did call him a traitor at the end of that issue.
Yeah.
She's like, look, we had to have Shredhead to turn the battle here. We were relying on him. We needed him here, and you threw it away.
Yeah, because she said Megatron's stuck on Earth and Shockwave's out of commission, so this was their chance to really turn the tide here.
And Blue Streak's there, and Blur's there too. Blue Streak's like, talking about Optimus's, leader and stuff. And Alita's one like, where's our leader? He abandoned us. And there's no victory here with these forces we have. Our cause is lost, and Optimus Prime is no longer an ally. He's our enemy.
And I mean,
So,
can you really afford to make a new foe?
no, you
I
really
mean, you're just
can't.
talking about how bad things are. Yeah, do you really want to start another fight?
No,
Especially from
yeah.
the guy that has the guy that you want to
No
help
joke.
you fight? Yeah.
No joke. It's setting up for interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're gonna have the Decepticons being a real threat for a while because of what's going on, and I'm really kind of curious how what's gonna happen with the partnership with was it Shadow Force?
That was Shadow Force. What is it? Let me look it up again. Shadow Watch.
Shadow Watch, thank you.
Yeah.
Let's say it's been a
I
while.
wonder, because did you read the letters page?
I read the long the thing that he Robert Kirkman wrote.
That's basically, it's not letters page. It's just Robert
Yeah.
Kirkman gushing about how much he loves Transformers or not. But one thing he said is that he watched Transformers animated.
Yes, that's why he likes Bulkhead so much.
Yeah. So what happened to Alita One in Transformers Animated? How'd she feel towards Optimus?
Yeah, big old problem with that one. Of course,
Yeah.
it wasn't
So,
really Alita One anymore, so
right. So I wonder if there's going to be shades of that coming up.
possibly we'll see.
Yeah.
And Blue Streak, Cliffjumper, I don't know about Blur. They don't seem as on board with it as she is.
Oh, of course not.
No, it actually is kind of neat if you read the letters page. He goes into his whole history growing up. I mean, he's a year guy's a year younger than I am.
Yeah.
Watching the Transformers, watching the movie, how it affected him, and it affected he brought up the fact that what happened in the 1986 movie affected his writing with like The Walking Dead, and something could happen at the next page.
Oh yeah, he said before that's why he kills people off in shocking ways is because of Transformers the movie. That like peppered entirely, how his writing style worked out.
And
It
it
was that
yeah.
impression.
So some kids
So.
apparently lock themselves in bathrooms, and other kids start writing, some of the most iconic comics to ever be put out.
Yeah, that led to iconic TV shows.
Yep, and he even said, like, look, I don't know, I've wanted to do things like this, and I read the issues that Daniel Warren Johnson did, and I was loving it. He did some of my favorite issues, and it's been so great. And I was like, if I could only have the opportunity at the time, but I've got so much on my own plate. And he like drops a little thing about like, Invincible season 4 on Prime Video.
Yeah.
Little
Oh yeah,
plug in there.
and he's working on like Invincible Comics still, like with Battle
Yeah.
Beast and all that, and
Newly launched Skinbreaker with
yeah.
Skybound. He's doing all these things. Yeah, the Battle Beast comic
And
also.
then Void Rivals also,
Yeah, and
so.
Void Rivals. But what brought him on to want to do Transformers, which was what he wanted to do originally, was Dan Mora.
Yeah.
As soon as he had Dan Mora on board, he's like, well, I'm doing it now. I'm committed. So he's been excited about working with Dan Mora. He's seen his stuff. He knows how the quality work Dan Mora does. So he's like, yeah, man, this guy brought me in and I'm gonna make this my book now, which, man, go for it.
I just hope that with adding this series, that he doesn't lose focus of, what's really important in these stories, which is Skuckzoid.
He better not lose focus on Skuckzoid.
Right.
I want the sky. Look, dude, if Battle Beast or Skinbreaker can have their own comics, Skuckzoid.
We need a Skuckzoid comic.
Yeah, we just, I don't know. He needs to be the alpha, Skuckzoid Alpha.
Yeah.
And I don't
I
want
have a
him.
feeling he's gonna take over.
I don't even know if I want him to lead any of the other Skuckzoids. I just think it'd be chaos to let them all have ships and go out and.
I think that's his style, is he may just let them all go.
And he's just going to go off and do his own thing. He's going to try to find his wife and kids.
Yeah.
That would
Because
be a
apparently,
fun book.
right. It's almost like Odysseus trying to get back to Ithaca.
100% that.
Yeah.
Exactly that. It's an odyssey, except you're a Skuckzoid and you're at a. So, as the meteor ship, what heck, what's the name of the thing again?
The Rockeroid.
Rockeroid, thank you.
Yeah.
Instead of the longboats, he's got a Rockeroid.
Right.
And yeah, hopefully he'll pick up like Slizardo and others along the way, and he'll have a crew of the gambler characters. Be fantastic.
You want
Dev
all
Con
those
hanging out.
misfits? Yeah.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of like the what are the scavengers from
Yeah.
the
From
IDW?
IDW?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was
It,
thinking you were going with that, but was Skuckzoid in charge?
Skuckzoid can essentially be what's his face with the head injury? God, who is his what was his name?
You
It's on the
talking about
shelf over there.
Crankcase?
Crankcase, yeah. It's like
Yeah.
he's on the shelf right over there.
Yeah.
Crankcase, instead of Crankcase, it'll be Skuckzoid.
Right.
Just as maladjusted, so it'd be perfect. Yeah, I like
He
this idea
needs
a
a headmaster partner where he can become the head.
lot.
Imagine having Skuckzoid as a headmaster.
Man, I'm really hoping they do something like that with something like with headmasters in this book. I'm kind of feeling I have a funny feeling they've kind of led, lightly to that. I think the like you were talking about before, maybe the Agorians or the Zetonians have that capability, like, since they already have the plug in their head.
Well, that, and they've mentioned Nebulos and the Hive also
They have.
in Void Rivals.
So I'm wondering if there's we're gonna see anything like that soon.
That stuff is definitely on their radar.
Oh yeah, 100%
Yeah.
that. It's kind of funny. I saw someone was talking about how they loved the very limited series of robotics, and maybe realize how much robotics was just repurposed, a rebirth,
Oh
or
yeah,
vice
well,
versa.
yeah, it was the other way around. Robotics came first, but yeah, they definitely borrowed heavily from that.
Yeah, so I think it. But plus, I like the approach they're taking here. They're not falling on the old tropes in this book, in the Transformers Skybound book. Some of them are gonna be the same, but it's.
I almost wonder if Cobra Law isn't going to lead to Pretenders.
Oh, I can totally see that. And
Yeah.
maybe that's what, like, Galobulus there, having those creatures behind him. Maybe that's a
Yeah.
hint towards Pretenders.
Or, at least, the Decepticons or someone takes some of their genetic engineering tech and takes a step,
Well,
towards adapting to this planet.
yeah, when we haven't even thought about what the Quintessons are going to do.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, Quintessons could have a.
There's so many ways it could go. It's hard to guess where it's going. And he says he writes that way on purpose because of Transformers the movie.
And obviously, also the G.I. Joe movie, because around the same time, it came out right after the Transformers movie
Oh
flopped.
yeah. Well,
So.
that whole Sunbow universe is really heavily influenced the Energon universe.
I am really waiting for Hector Ramirez to show up.
Oh yeah.
That would be icing on the cake, man.
When are we going to see Jim?
Well, man, if we're seeing Cold Slither stuff, and I want to say It might have been a fan comic. I thought I saw something about Close Slither, a limited thing coming out, but it may be something for like Comic Con or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be nice though. That'd be cool.
That would be
But
great. So you have that, and I can see them playing against Jim and the Holograms
and the Misfits.
and the Misfits, like a battle of the bands,
N not the Jerry only Misfits.
no.
The Pizzazz Misfits.
God, we actually watched the I guess mini series thing of Jim and the Holograms not that long ago. It's really a well animated show. It's not a
Oh
bad
yeah.
show. It's it
Well, and you
was
know, it was the last of the Sunbow series to keep running. Like, it was the last one.
you can tell they took a lot of pride in that one. It was
Yeah.
very much, hey, we want to get girls who like Barbies into the Sunbow universe. It was very much that.
Oh, it scared Mattel. It actually gave Barbie a run for its money, like the first
Sure.
time in a long time, I think,
Sure it
since its
did.
inception.
But really, I mean, the animation on that show is really good. If you go back and look at it, I mean, the whole show is it's like a musical. Every
Yeah.
5 seconds I find a reason to sing another song or have
Well,
a
it's all
music video.
Toei work, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think there were any AECOM episodes in
No.
Gem. I can be mistaken. It's been a long time since I've watched all of Gem, but
I
yeah,
we
it was
watched
always well
it was the
done.
first like mini series where they kind of cemented their hold of the Battle of the Bands beating the Misfits.
Maybe we need to do a tour through Gem.
You know, at least the opening, like it's the music's not even bad either. It's really not.
Right.
It's just
And I mean
very,
it's part of that Sunbow universe, so.
yeah, 100%. And Hector Ramirez is in the flipping show.
And I mean, who doesn't want to watch a bunch of old dudes watching, you know, a girly music cartoon? I mean,
Yeah.
why not?
I know it's we'll see. It may take us a little while to get there, but I was shocked how good it was.
We need to get you some like 80s hair wigs to wear when we do it, you know, just to get into the feeling.
Give me a D. Snyder wig.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even before that, we have things like Inhumanoids.
Oh yeah.
I
Well,
don't.
Inhumanoids property is like in a really weird place, so
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true. But I'm kind of surprised they got a. They said so they have Mask with this. They'll of course they have G.I. Joe. They have Transformers. They have obviously Void Rivals as their own thing.
And
So
I'm
I'm.
expecting to see a Mask series
Oh, 100%
soon in
that.
the near future.
Oh yeah, they're in the Energon universe ever since the that one Energon one shot like it was like last
Right.
year with
Yeah.
Matt Tracker. So they're already in the universe. I know that was a little divisive. Like some people didn't like the fact that he wasn't a blonde white guy.
And he hasn't been a blonde, blue-eyed, white guy in a long time.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
There's
Doesn't
no
matter.
reason. Yeah, he's still a good character no matter what he is,
Right.
who he is or whatever. But the so Miles Mayhem though, he really needs to look like someone's drunk uncle at a family reunion in a airline pilot get up.
He's going to tell you how to get your diabetes testing supplies.
He's like, oh God, Uncle Miles is hitting the sauce again. We're back in the war.
Not Fuchs.
Oh,
It ain't Fuchs. Watch Clark. Watch him close.
sorry, no. Watch Clark. Oh, was it the he got stuck in the shed?
In the shed.
I'm better now. I can come out. I'm
Yeah,
like hurting. I'm like a hurting
hey,
one.
man. Yeah.
God,
They should have known right then. We're talking
he
about
was
the Thing for anyone not initiated with that movie.
my age when he did that. I think he was younger.
Yeah.
He looked like someone's grandpa already.
Dude, people, he was playing like Shannen Doherty's grandpa like a couple years after that on NBC on, what, the Our House?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And Chad Allen, I think.
God dang.
Yeah. But
It's amazing how
I just
much
love the useless information in my head.
I can't believe how young he was in the thing and looked like he still could have been my dad.
People don't age now like they used to. Like,
It's the hamburgers, isn't it? It's
I
the
think,
hormones.
I like to think it's maybe people don't smoke as much as they used to.
That's very true too.
Yeah. But I mean, when he was doing Cocoon, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the memes where they show Paul Rudd was it now is older than he was when he did Cocoon.
Yep.
And Wilford Brimley did,
Well,
and it's like, man.
Paul Rudd's a vampire, so it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
He signed that deal with some lesser or lower being a long time ago.
He took that serum from Death Becomes Her.
Yeah, he did. As long as it doesn't get someone shooting a gun through the middle of him. That's where he wears a loose, you know, every time you see him, he's like wears those loose dad sweaters because he's trying to cover the holes inside of his chest.
He sold his soul to that alien from Mac and Me.
Yeah.
That's why he has to keep it in the public consciousness.
Jesus. Yeah, dude, he looks the same age as when they did what was it, the 40-year-old virgin and oh God, what's his face from that? The Seth Rogen looks like he's aged 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has. But yeah, Paul Rudd, can't tell. Well, we can keep ranting about ranting and raving about pop culture stuff and how cool
Yeah.
people are. But yeah, so they of course they do a character spotlight on the superhero of the issue, Optimus Prime. And
Yeah, who's this
there's
guy? This is some dark horse just showed up. I don't even know who this guy is.
yeah. I think a little mention about Cobra Law and creator spotlight on Dan Mora.
Yeah, and see, here's where it says that his arrangement with Flag also.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. And see, I don't know. I kind of I'm right there with you. It seems really, really too
It's too
nice and
good to
too
be
easy.
true.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, the Miles Mayhem twist definitely shows that it's, not as good as it appears. But I really think there's more to it that we
Yeah.
haven't seen.
Oh yeah. Oh, I didn't notice this before. In the bottom of the page here, they have a checklist of issues that are out, like Void Arrivals number 24,
Yeah.
and G.I. Joe number 12, and then Transformers number 25
I
on the
like
bottom.
that. So I know, and it gives you the dates. You got
Yep.
October 22nd, we're getting Void Rivals and G.I. Joe, number 12 and
Yeah.
number 24. So yeah, that helps me because I'm terrible at keeping track of when they come out.
I usually see someone mention online. I just knew from October 8th that this was coming out because they announced it a while back, and I was waiting for this issue, so I
Oh
was ready to
yeah.
get in there.
And but it's weird because sometimes they'll come out, they'll stagger the weeks, like 1 week
Yeah.
you'll have G.I. Joe and then Void Rock, but then sometimes you'll get like two of them at the same time. So
Yep. Hey, well, at least we have this going on now. Hopefully, that'll be a continuing thing on all their issues.
yeah, this takes me back to the old Marvel days when they'd have like the checklist of all the comics that came out that week or that
Yeah.
month. Yeah.
That's nice. And the whole thing feels like a nice throwback where it's what we wanted a lot of the Marvel stuff to be,
Yeah.
especially the latter half of this issue.
Oh yeah. Well, with the consistently good artwork and the
Yeah.
consistently good writing is, yeah, this is good. This is what we've always wanted in Transformers, at least for me.
Oh yeah, for me too. I like Dreamwave a lot. I really like the IDW stuff a lot too. But having this as a flagship is it's it looks like they're having people who are our age or maybe a little younger but who have a lot of feelings about what they want out of this
Oh yeah, well,
series.
they're from our generation,
Yeah.
they grew up the same time we did and watched the same shows, so
And it's perfect 'cause we got kind of changed in our opinions through comics and shows like The Walking Dead and Invincible, you never really know what's going to happen around the corner, like he says, and I kind of like that.
well, honestly, that's why I like those shows is because growing up with Transformers, especially with Transformers the movie and the slaughter in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and did you notice the creator spotlight? Dan Morrow says if he had an alt mode, he'd be a werewolf.
Like a
And I mean that's a very Fangry looking
It is.
robot.
It's
So
very finger. I was going to say.
maybe we'll see some Fangry in the future.
Here's hopeful. We'll see some stuff. Like, I'm hoping something's going to happen soon with the Dinobots.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that turns out. All right. Well,
And
y'all.
wow. Well, we got a lot of covers too. I don't want to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how
Yeah,
many
there's
covers?
10.
There's like.
I think. Wait, is there
There's
11
11.
covers? 11 covers, yeah.
Well, there's two that are they're the blank sketch covers. I guess one's got an Autobot symbol, one's got a Decepticon symbol. So technically, there's 11, though. I mean, really, there's 10 with just different symbols on them.
Yeah.
Man, the I'm guessing The combo cover. Are you sure combo cover's not C? Maybe it is D. I'm trying to figure out what the combo where you put other covers with it next to each
Yeah, I'm
other,
not
build the
sure from
poster.
here, but I guess we'll see next,
Kinda
next
looks
month.
like C, but I don't know. We'll see.
And is it going to be a combo cover with Transformers, or is it going to be like a combo cover with like G.I. Joe and Void Rivals? Because you know how they'll do that too.
Yep. So we'll see
So.
what's gonna happen there. And yeah, there's a great cover with Optimus Prime. Looks like he's tying up Soundwave.
He's pulling his tape out.
Oh, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Oh.
Stop it. You're killing Rumble. That Robot Chicken episode.
Then the jazz looks like a very animated jazz kind of look to him.
Yeah.
Very slick, I like that. But hey, that was number 25, a long waited for issue, and I'm really happy with how this is going. So we'll see what lies in store with Void Rivals next, because
Yeah,
we're
this is a good start to the next arc. I'm happy with it.
oh, very much.
And I'm always happy with like double issues. I always
Well,
want
yeah.
more comic.
This is nice because it shows really, it kind of shows where you have a starting off point again. Like there's stuff that's happened and you can't put that away. Like when you start a whole new like a story arc, setting some I guess things down on the table to see what they do. Like
Yeah.
you give us Miles Mayhem, you give us the skeleton of the fossil of the T-Rex skeleton in the cave. The Thundercracker comes back and he's obviously been, maladjusted from dealing with Kerbala, or at least Galobulus.
Yeah.
The Decepticons are in disarray.
Oh, and looking it up, yeah, it says cover C is the connecting cover.
Okay, it kind of looked like he's looking over his shoulder at
Yeah.
somebody. So I kind of expected that. We'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways,
Good times.
good stuff coming up, and I can't wait to see it. But I'm going to go ahead and call this here so we can get this out for the morning so everyone can get their spoiler-filled morning
Oh,
going.
apparently there's one more cover, a secret cover. The
Oh.
12th cover that's got Optimus with his like laying there damaged with Megatron kind of walking towards him.
Oh,
Like,
nice.
yeah, it's there's
From
no logos
Busters.
on it. So it's what they call a virgin cover.
Okay, kind of like what would happen the situation from the last issue.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, if
Yeah,
I
that one's
happens,
done, I believe, by Alex Sinclair.
I've heard that name before out there, so
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, let me get this going so y'all can all hear the spoilers while you work tomorrow or do whatever
Right,
you do.
because we'll keep talking. We'll be here for 3 hours.
When I turn this off, we're not going to stop talking, so that's how it
Yeah,
works.
and nobody wants to hear us talk and talk.
I mean, I
I
always got to kind of deal with it.
mean,
So,
right?
anyways,
You suffer. You
yeah,
suffer.
y'all take it easy. Have a great week, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Bye.
More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.